Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 183. Does it make any difference what one believes? Nearly the first lie Satan ever told us was about who man is: you will not surely die. And Eve believed him. And nearly the whole world believes him: that man is naturally immortal, that he exists somewhere in consciousness after death. That's why spiritualism flourishes in Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, even in large segments of Christianity. Many imagine they find support for it in the Bible, the witch of Endor bringing up Samuel, Christ's parable of the rich man and Lazarus, and the supposed eternal conscious torment of the lost. Does it make any real practical difference what one believes, so long as you try to live a good life? Yes. 1. If the lost are tortured forever under God's rule, he becomes a cruel tyrant beyond imagination. You can't be truly reconciled to God if in the back of your mind you cherish this evaluation of his character. 2. False natural immortality destroys the truth of the cross of Christ, leaving an empty symbol without meaning. If his death was merely graduating to a higher, more pleasant life, then he did not truly die the equivalent of the second death, nor did he pay the penalty for our sins. The wages of sin is death, not eternal life in a new sphere. He could not pour out his soul unto death, nor empty himself, as Isaiah 53, verse 12 and Philippians 2, verses 5-8, tell us. Instead, he withheld his most precious thing, his own life. And that would mean he could not be the Lamb who was slain, and who redeemed us by his blood. 3. And unless he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world by an infinite sacrifice, we can learn to hate sin and love righteousness. Aside from the Lamb's revelation of agape in his cross, practical Christian living is reduced to veneer and lukewarmness.